Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I want to kick off the week by talking about our new theme for this week, and that is the life of Christ. We're going to be going through the life of Christ, starting with his birth, going through his life, all the way up to his death, and then finally ending on the impact of his life for us today in our lives. Now, first, I want to also talk about how he gave us the perfect model himself, really, to model our and pattern our lives after. And he said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Now, not only did he lay down before us the perfect example for earthly living, but he also gave us the perfect example for eternal living. And he went through agony, both in body and in spirit. And we can't even comprehend everything that he went through to bring us the atonement and the resurrection. And some men, it's true, are willing to die for their faith, but not very many are willing to fully live for it. So Christ both lived and died for us at the same time. And what a powerful gift he gave us, the ultimate gift, really. Now, by walking in his footsteps and through his atonement, we can gain the greatest gift of all, eternal life, which is the kind of life that we want, of course, with our Father in heaven. So the constant and the reoccurring question in our minds really should be, Lord, what wilt thou have me do? So what can we do to be more Christ-like? And the answer to that question can come through the light of Christ and also through the Holy Ghost. And those are just, I mean, those are the ways, really, that we can tune in and get exactly where we need to be in life. So we have work to do, basically, while we're here. And our main work, really, is to follow him, to follow Christ's example, and try and follow his path that he laid down before us. Christ's great gift to us was his life and his sacrifice. Should that not be our small gift to him, our lives and sacrifices, not only now, but in the future as well? How are you living your life? How are we living our life every day? Are we truly following Christ's example? Or are we, you know, living it sort of, or just not living it at all? You know, without getting too Christmassy, really his birth and his life, that's the greatest gift that he gave us, was that he was willing to come down here and go through what he did for us. I just want you to think about that as you go throughout the day and also throughout the week. Just kind of keep that in mind. I also want to mention the Mormon Channel social media campaign for the month of April. And the theme for April is Don't Quit. So during the month of April, on all of our social media platforms, we'll be asking followers their reasons why they don't quit. And you can use the hashtag Don't Quit, or by commenting on our Don't Quit posts. Our favorite reasons will be taken by our social media team and put into memes and later posted back on social media. So if you post something, then it could end up being used in our social media campaign, which is really cool. And of course, the largely shared reason to not quit is really because of the Savior and the Savior in our lives. So thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any comments, suggestions, inspirational stories you'd love to share with us, go ahead and send me an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I'm going to sign off today with today's song, Jesus Lover of My Soul by Amy Hansen.